I see your fingerprints all around me, Jerry. Your patriotic caps still hanging on the hall tree. You were always so proud of your service to our country. Your Bible on the lamp table. Your Iowa Hawkeye blanket laying right where you left it. Your quilt of valor on the back of the chair. The unopened box of your favorite cereal. Your medicine case, all filled but unused. Your recorded voice on our answering machine. You left fingerprints on my heart, too. The moment I first met you, I thought my heart was going to stop. The most handsome man I had ever seen, and the only words that I could get out of my mouth were, "I don't talk to strangers." Unbelievable. Our first date, I was so nervous, and you told me you almost turned around and went back home. I could tell we were off to a really great start. The road trips in your blue Gran Torino convertible, I remember those as real hair-raising experiences. Our beautiful candlelight wedding, and hearing you say, "I do." Our honeymoon to the Ozarks, you always held my hand, and I was so proud to be your wife. You were the cook I looked up to, especially since I didn't know a thing about cooking. We seemed to eat a lot of your specialty back then, goulash with kidney beans, but somehow we didn't seem to mind. Our two beautiful children, Carrie and Brian, and a third who never had the chance to be born, but who you are right now getting to know. Our son-in-law, Matthew, our grandchildren, Chelsea, Mike, Waylon, and Ozzy, our great-grandchildren, Liam and Hayden. I know how very, very much you loved each one of them. For those of you who are gathered with us today, whether you be other family members, church family, friends, he loved you too. Your fishing trips and how you could never quite seem to get home on time. But I understood. It was always the big one who kept getting away, and you just had to try one more time. I will treasure always your phone calls to me at work and hearing you say those three special little words, "What's for supper?" As difficult as things would sometimes get for you, I watched your face light up with joy whenever Matthew and Gunnar were in the area. I quickly learned that nothing was going to prevent you from attending their concerts. Those were happy moments when, for a short time, you could forget about your pain. We had an age difference of 10 years between us. You used to tease me about that and tell me that I was supposed to keep you young. I don't think I did a very good job of that. But what I do know, Jerry, is that we had such a special love, the forever and always kind. We had our dreams, we had our setbacks, and through it all, we had our deep faith in God. Over the years, we saw him work amazing miracles in our lives. You left me way too soon, honey. I am so lonesome for you. But I know this was God's will, and it was time for you to go. Not long ago, God called you home. My loss was heaven's gain. Though gone from sight, the fingerprints you left me still remain. The void you left, no one can fill. Your loss, too much to bear. But oh, what comfort now to find your prints are everywhere. They show up unexpectedly in moments and in places, in sights and sounds and scents, and even in the faces of those you touched with your warm heart and all your loving ways. These marks you left no flood can wash, nor can time fade away. Though I miss you every day, and I know I always will, you left me with a legacy of love that lingers still. I'll cling to precious memories in this time that we're apart, and take comfort in your prints forever etched upon my heart. I love you, honey. Save a place for me.